70s and mostly cloudy in Nashville. We do expect a sunny and warm day with a high in the upper 80s. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Tennessee could get $1 billion in federal funding for rural health programming. That's from a Trump administration program that makes states compete for money over the next 5 years. Tennessee plans to spend it on programs like creating rural health residency programs for medical graduates and improving hospital IT systems. But if the federal government decides grant programs aren't meeting expectations, it can cut the funding. It's unclear what would fill the gap. J.C. Worrell is the CEO of the Tennessee Rural Health Association. She told her Daily Show This Is Nashville she's optimistic the state won't get cut for performance. But
that said, we are dealing with federal dollars. We will have administration changes. And as a nonprofit myself that relies on grant funding, it can be scary times whenever there's a government shutdown and you don't know if your program's going to get funded or if your program is reliant on appropriated funds that can come or go. So it's a very real concern. It's something that makes it hard to recruit the right staff and partners. It makes it hard to sign a contract that may commit you for multiple years.
That conversation came from an episode that was part of the Healthcare Hollow series, which looks at solutions to Tennessee's rural hospital closure crisis. You can find the whole conversation in the This Is Nashville podcast feed. And the series is made possible by funding from the NIHCM Foundation. A bill limiting the use of Tennessee kids in online content is headed to the governor's desk. The legislature passed a measure that says when minors are prominently featured in content that earns money, that counts as child labor. It protects children under 14 from being featured in that way. For teenagers above that threshold, the measure says they should receive compensation and outlines how that pay should be calculated. With this bill, Tennessee joins a handful of other states in creating legal protections for children whose parents run lucrative family vlog accounts. The Memphis church where Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech is getting a makeover. A federal grant of more than $1 million will be used to upgrade technology and long-term improvements to Mason Temple, which was built in 1945. Mason Temple was a hub for many civil rights activities in the 1950s and 60s. King made his I've Been to the Mountaintop address there. Separately, more than $3 million will go towards restoring the Claiborne Temple. That's where sanitation workers staged the strike that brought King to Memphis. The two churches are located near the former Lorraine Motel, where King was assassinated in April 1968. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.